sorry, but you forced my hand here, Goober. I came in the room and saw you were in a dire situation, practically on the verge of death from your lack of cuddles. Assessing the situation and trying to reduce the damages, I volunteered myself for the brave duty of cuddling. Why are you laughing, Goobus? This is a serious medical issue you are experiencing. A lack of cuddles is serious, can even be deadly in some cases. I'm trying to save your life here by holding you like this. I haven't seen a cuddle deficiency this bad since Nam. Don't worry, I am an expert in cuddling. Got my degree from Harvard, got a PhD from Yale, almost went pro if it wasn't for my back injury. Took me out in my prime, had to retire and turn to the amateurs. You've gone so long without a proper cuddle, you didn't even realize you had a deficiency in it. It's all right, though. You are back on track. Just a few more hours of this and you'll be healthy again. Though, I think you should probably be a little spoon, right? Just to be cautious, don't you agree? It is in my expert opinion as a cuddle doctor, you should really take your professionals more seriously. I'm trying to help you by cuddling you, and this is how you repay me. With lots of giggles, it's like you don't even understand what a crippling health condition you have. Not being cuddled is a very serious issue that affects 1 in 4 Americans. Just on the news, a woman was hospitalized for not being cuddled by her partner for almost 3 days. Truly a tragedy. I hope her friends are taking care of her in such a desperate time. I'm doing my part to cure the world of this epidemic. There is no reason for you to be a victim of the cuddle epidemic going on. You have a perfectly good partner to cuddle with, don't you? Then you're going to come cuddle with me next time instead of trying to take care of things yourself. Snuggling with a stuffy is no way to get your daily amount of cuddles in. It might help to fend off some of the symptoms of a cuddle deficiency, but unfortunately your case might want to be the worst I've ever seen personally. As a doctor in this field, you're going to take my word in it. Based on how you are acting, you would never know we spent the entire night sleeping together. A case as severe as this is rarely found. You must require a lot more attention than the average person. It is a good thing I'm here. No normal person could handle this. It's a Herculean task. Lucky for you, I'm not just any old person. I'm a professional. I'll get those cuddle levels back to where they belong in no time. Don't you worry. I think in another few hours, you'll be good to go. That is if we keep up with this intensive treatment. If you were to leave right now, I cannot be responsible for how your body responds. You're going to listen to the doctor, aren't you? This is a very serious issue, Goober. I don't understand why you're laughing. I'm trying to help you, take care of you, and do my job. You are making it difficult as a professional if you keep squirming like that. I guess I just feel too good holding you. You are a patient with a cuddle deficiency. You can't help but nuzzle closer, trying to siphon off my body warmth, inhaling the fresh scent of ocean that you can't seem to get enough of. I guess I just feel too good holding you. You're a patient with a cuddle deficiency. You can't help but nuzzle yourself closer, trying to siphon off my body warmth, inhaling the fresh scent of ocean that you just can't seem to get enough of. You would stay here forever if you could, wouldn't you? So relaxed and safe in my arms, getting your daily dose of vitamin snuggles. This is what you needed, Goobus. It's all right. I've got you. Take what you need from me. It's what the cuddle deficient in society tend to do. If you weren't there, who would I get to hold? Who would I kiss? Taking care of this issue is of the utmost importance to me because without you, I wouldn't know how to survive. I love you. I'm always going to take care of you, just like I've been doing. We need to make sure you get your daily cuddle requirements, don't we? It's for your own health. Don't blame me. Blame the doctors. I'm just trying to be a good partner and a good professional. Who would I be if I were to simply let my partner pass away from my lack of attention? It would be the worst thing to have ever happened to the both of us, and only about a dozen kisses would bring you back. I'm trying to prevent the worst from happening to you. The least you could do now is show a little gratitude, maybe even say thank you for helping you out. Not everyone would take your cuddle deficiency seriously. I'm starting to wonder if you even have one, or if you just made that up to get more love from me. You wouldn't do that, would you? I can't believe this. You really are a goober. Betrayed by my own partner in real time. I'm hurt. I'm wounded. I'll never recover. How could you do this to me? The lies, the deception. Who else knows? Does your family, your friends, our pets? I don't know if I'll ever be able to emotionally recover this. I'm ruined. I love you, Goober. Ape happy April Fools.